Om Shanti. It's a great morning for all of us. Today we have Baba's a very special flower with us from Peace Village, USA. Sister Susan. She is in Gyan from last 32 years and a dedicated soul in Peace Village. On behalf of everyone, a warm welcome to Sister Susan. And I want to say sorry because we already got late. Now we are going to hear from Sister Susan. So first of all, what's the meaning of Susan? Is it just a common name or it has some special meaning?
I hear that it's a flower, but I don't know more. I haven't done a lot of research on my name. Baba says detached from name, right? Name and form. Yes.
So how did you come in, Jan?
Okay, we only have 15 minutes, right? Well, you know, every one of our stories is very long, but the short story is I was looking. Oh, you want the long story? No other questions? How I came into Gyan, I was living in Boston in the U.S., and I was really searching for two things, love and happiness in my life. And I was looking for love from people, and I was looking for happiness, which was stable, because maybe one day I'd be happy, according to the event or who I was with, but then the next day I was very depressed, really up and down type of experience, and then I began to not trust that happiness because it wasn't lasting. And the same with the love. I felt that there was really no one in my life that really understood the emptiness I was experiencing and what I was going through at that time, right before Gyan. So I just ended up meeting the sister, Sharona, who came to Boston to open up the center just a few months earlier. I was one of the first students in Boston, the first Brahmins. I was actually the first Brahmin in Boston to come to Madhuban. So I met her at this university, Boston University, because I had a roommate who went to that university, and she started this school called the Free School, and where everything was free. And Sharona, her local job, she taught there. So I ended up meeting her and signing up for the course that was being offered. But what was interesting was that there was a lot of people who had signed up, and as I was writing my name on the list, she said, "This is going to be a big class." And I said, "Well, how big are the classes usually?" And she said, "I usually do them individually." So I said, "Well, what's better?" And she said, "I think probably individual is better." So I said, "Well, can I have mine individually?" So from the very beginning, I didn't actually have my class at the university, which is where the courses were done, in some room at the university. But I went to the Brahma Kumari's World's Virtual University, and which was very small. She came and opened up a very little center at first. So that's how I started taking the classes, and it's a very long story of all the gifts that Baba gave me at the beginning, because there weren't any other souls there. It was just Sharona. And I needed whatever he gave me, that's what I needed in order to have faith that it was him. So he played little tricks or games with me. I wanted to change my job and to work for myself to clean houses, and then I had in mind someone for a reference. And I'm really shortening the story, but I had in mind someone for a reference, and I went to this store that I worked at, this health food store which I worked at, one day when I wasn't working, to pick up some items. And then I didn't have any money on me. So I asked all of my coworkers, "Can I borrow some money from you?" I had already taken the classes, you know, and I was going to start this house cleaning business, and I was also going to buy these vegetables. And so it turns out that nobody could lend me money. So I put back all of my items out of my basket, and just at that moment, they called me, my name, Susan, come to the front, as if I'm working. And when I came, they handed me an envelope. It had $5, which at that time was worth a lot more. And that meant I could get everything I wanted. But as it turns out, that just a few days earlier, I had been working at the cash register, and there was one customer who didn't have enough money. So I lent her of my own money, $5. So this is what happened, that at that very moment, at the time of need, I got these $5 back. And then I was like so, really, I just thought of Baba. I was very new, but I just thought this was amazing that Baba did this right at the right time. And so I went out. There was an indoor and an outdoor, and I went out the indoor. Someone was coming in. I like literally bumped into this woman, and it turns out that she was the person that I wanted to get this reference for house cleaning. I had already put the ad in the paper, and I needed to find her number again and call her. So it was just like this double thing that had just happened, and I just could not believe. And I just went right out and called Sister Sharona and said, look, what had just happened to me. And she said, you know, Baba is wanted you to see about the law of karma and all of this. But so many other, in the first year of Gyan, so many things happened that were like magic, as Baba does. And for me, it seemed like everything. For someone else, it might seem like just something small. But for me, all these little things in my life working out perfectly really showed me who Baba is. So these are some things that happened when I came.
So as you shared that before in Gyan, you are looking for a constant peace and happiness. So what is your stage now? Still... Now you have a constant peace or peace and happiness?
No, I was looking for love and happiness.
Love, huh? So what's your stage now? You got that love and happiness, and you are giving to others also? Or you have some upheavals now also?
Oh, brother, well, you know, I am not perfect. But I find that, you know, you look back and you see the things you were looking for, and you realize that they're your specialities. That, you know, it's easy for me to love Baba and also to love others, even if they are not being so loving to me. I always try to love the others, you know, to really forgive them and to just move on. And I don't, people have told me that I look like, you know, one of the happiest, like I'm always smiling and stuff. But there are, of course, I have to be answer these questions honestly, right? So there are fluctuations in happiness, but I feel that behind that, I know that this is my original, you know, what Baba's given me. And as soon as I go back into that, what Baba's given me, and just really go more into Baba's Gyan, the churning Gyan and all that, then I really become very happy.
Your first experience of Madhuban and Baba Milan?
So I came in February of 1986, and of course during those days there was nothing except for Pandavavan. That's why I always want to stay in Pandavavan. And there was like Peace Park we would go to just to do yoga. It was like nothing there, and there was, we called Baba's farm in Taleti, and we would sometimes stop there, and there wasn't anything there either. So it was as you know, as it was, as probably some of you are also quite been around for a while. So what was interesting was that trip, I was very kind of nervous when I first came, before I came. planning to come. So, like, I could hardly sleep that night. And I'm packing my bag, and I didn't really know everything, what to bring. And I didn't sleep well. So then I got to the airplane, and I flew from Boston to New York. Very long trip, because those days there was no international airport in Ahmedabad. So, anyway, when I got on the plane, I was so excited that I couldn't sleep, and I never met any Brahmin before, except for Sharona and maybe a couple others. So I just went around and talked to everyone when they were awake. Everyone slept, and when they were awake, I talked with them, and I didn't sleep like the whole trip. And so when we get to Madhuban, the gate, some brother greets us and says, "Welcome to Madhuban. Bhaktada's home, you're home. Get ready, freshen up. Bhaktada's coming in 2 hours. Oh boy. So that was like, Bhaktada came every 3 nights at that time. And so I'm sitting, you know, there and going like, nodding. We hadn't slept in so many days, and somebody's like going like this, tapping my shoulder. And so that was interesting. And luckily that was not the night for my personal meeting. So then I think they came like in after Baba's meeting, after all the personal meetings and everything. It was already like after Amrit Vela, and I don't know what happened with Murli time. I can't even remember. But they announced the day's schedule, and I hear about, you know, Dadi and Dada and this one and that one, and I certainly couldn't sleep now, because all these wonderful things are going to be happening this morning and during the day. So probably about after a week, after several days, I realized that I was getting sick. My body was getting sick, and coughing, and, you know, bronchitis, and I really needed to catch up on my sleep. So one day, I'm in the room, Vishalbhavan those days, I was in the room, big room, and the sisters are saying, "Sister, wake up, wake up." No. Wake up, no. Finally, I was not going to get up. It was just enough, and I realized that I really had to rest. The other part of that was that 2 weeks later, when I had my personal meeting with Bhaktada, we all sat on the stage. I was with the New York group, and I'm sitting there, but every time I breathe, I cough, because I got like a case of something, a little bronchitis. And Kalaben, Dr. Kala, she turns around and gives me this sweet smile, which I can still remember, which meant, "Please be quiet." That's how I took it anyway. So I felt, well, I can't breathe, because every time I breathed, I coughed. So I'm trying really hard not to breathe, just very shallow. And then it was my time to meet Baba. So I'm thinking, I can't breathe when I'm in front of Baba, because I can't cough when I'm in front of Baba. So I wasn't that soul conscious. So, but Baba said to me, he said, "Do you feel that you belong to this family?" Right, my first time. I said, I didn't want to talk to Baba like in words. I went like this, and he says, "Well, that's because you've been a part of this most elevated clan eternally. You were, you are, and you will be, and you are this Trikal Darshi soul." And he said that it's good that you reached here in time. Baba was talking that year before, the Murlis were about how the 18th chapter is beginning, and how and how we have to do whatever we have to do now, and In fact, the very first Murli that I came to, Baba said, if not now, then never. And that was very, very, it meant a lot to me. And that day I was able to do things that I'd been putting off for months and months because of Baba's power. So when he said I got there, it's according to the drama, he said I got there in time. That was like meant a lot to me because, I was cleaning these houses and all of these jobs came to me, all these houses came to me just magically. And I felt like it was Baba that did it, you know. But he said, according to the drama, you got here in time. So that made me like cry. Because I felt like, Baba, all of this time you have been enabling me, you know, through every step to make it, so magically to make it here when I had no money and all of these jobs came. And it wasn't according to the drama, it was because of you. That's what I was thinking. So.
What do you do in your Lokik? You are fully dedicated in Peace Village or you are doing some part-time job also?
I'm not doing a part-time job. No, I was working until the end of 2008 for a magazine, and it was interesting because it was a holistic magazine. So it was I used to sell advertising, and I would have to be on the phone all day, and I would call people. But a lot of these people, they were very like you say, like-minded. Like they were very interested in spirituality and natural living, different things like that. So I would introduce a lot of people to the Brahma Kumari. That was very good. But now I'm just at Peace Village. What I do is one of the things I do, because I was in advertising, I work with promotions. I do postings on the website. I also post our ads on other websites. For people to find when they Google, for people to find us. And I cook and I clean and I do a lot of support for the retreats. Sometimes I help to facilitate the retreats. And we also have the garden and the greenhouse, vegetable garden and greenhouse, and I work on that as well.
How did you advertise Baba's knowledge? From your face, from your virtues?
I hope so.
How?
How do I advertise Baba's knowledge through my faith and virtues? I don't know. I like to connect with souls when they come. So, you know, what I find is that it's really important when you're in a place like that, and those of you who are here know that, that you have to be, like, ever ready to attend to someone or to serve. So I think that makes you really strong. Like sometimes, I remember sometimes where I'm working, like I'm doing karma yoga all day, and I know that 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock I'm on the reception desk, and then, you know, 6 o'clock is the evening, something else. And so I know, okay, from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock I have some time that's not as structured. So I'm looking forward to this 3 o'clock, and you might be a little bit, want a little bit of a rest, and then at like about 5 minutes to three, some guests just walk in, and no one else is around because everyone has disappeared after lunch. So, what I find is whenever I get rid of any limited feelings that I might have of tiredness, of wanting to do whatever else, then Baba gives you energy and happiness and joy, and you have such a nice connection with the soul. So, this is, you know, what I found one day, that I showed it these souls all around outside and even brought them to the garden and picked some of the vegetables and gave them some samples and, you know, took them. We have a Dadi Prakashmani's memorial that was built. You've seen maybe pictures of this lotus of wood. That's Dadi Prakashmani's memorial that was created from a Japanese artist, from some very beautiful wood. So, yeah, I can show them around, explain what everything is, and of course it gives us energy when we do that. So, yeah, I forget my tiredness. And then really what just gave me so much, we have downstairs the basement, we have the yogi room. The yogi room has a little tower of peace in it. The ceiling is short like this, but it goes over up to the top, a little short tower of peace. And we have a history hall now. This room, which is kind of shaped like this, where we have all these pictures up top the same way. And so it's different, but we call it the history hall. And so it's nice that we can show the souls all the things that we have. And then after showing all of outdoors and all of downstairs and all of upstairs, and then the soul said, wow, I'm so glad that we came. You know, and I just felt that as much as we give, that much they receive and we get back. And yeah, it's a nice experience.
So how did you decide to get surrender? Any special inspiration or just a common thought?
No, I didn't decide. And in fact, I have like, I know it's a word that you use here, but like I have a little bit of aversion to that word. Like whenever I hear that word, like I go away, because I just feel that surrender is with our intellect, and it's with our remembrance, and it's with how we live our life. And that I know a lot of souls that they live in their homes and they're surrendered, you know, so, and they have jobs and they're surrendered. But at any rate, what happened for me was my job finished. I was not retirement age, I was younger. And I didn't think that I'm going to go and live in a center. I had no thought, or go to Peace Village, I had no thought. But I was talking with Sister Mohini, and she said, come to Peace Village, you try for 3 months. So, and then I came to Madhuban in between. And then I came back to Boston, I had to pack up, and then I was told, not 3 months, but a year, even before I got there. So I said, well, I think I have to completely pack up. And so really, to do Baba's service is so much more sustaining, and it really depends. I really have learned, it's a big learning, how you do the karma yoga, how you do the seva. Even if you're living in the place, you might not be surrendered with your intellect, you know, and you might not be doing it accurately. So I've had my own learnings through that, and I want to always improve with that, so that I can be an instrument to inspire others and also spread an atmosphere of, like, Madhuban over there, you know, of Gyan, like having something like this, having like a churning session before Murli, between Amrit Bhavan and Murli, and having, doing different things of bringing to keeping it powerful.
So what's your current effort?
Well, that's one of my efforts, actually, is to sit with the Murli, to do some churning after Amrit Vela. And right now I'm working on some commentaries with focus on the virtues. And what I find is that I churn on the virtue and how I can make it into a commentary. And then for some reason it sticks with me during the day, like I had cleanliness and that I was doing yesterday, and I started to do detachment today but didn't finish because I had to come here. So it was like really it carries into my day, and then I can finish it later, but to start it in the after Amrit Vela.
So okay, a lot of thanks to Sister Susan for accepting our invitation.
Om Shanti, thank you.